but I need like a bright light to look at. Do you know that? Like,
yeah, I do that. Nothing is worse than the feeling of not being able to get a sneeze out.
Thank you.
Nothing is more discouraging. Nothing is more hurtful.
It's super.
Nothing makes me sadder.
It's super discouraging.
Yes.
I need to be able to sneeze and I can't. But like, why is it that when you kind of need to sneeze, if you look at a bright light, you will sneeze?
I don't know. We should ask some scientists.
We should ask Christy Fox.
She hasn't responded yet. What the heck? Yeah, she hasn't responded.
He just touched his phone. As if he had texted Christy and she hasn't responded yet.
Man. I feel like I need... Well, this made me think of this. So, like, my dad and I, we have a lot more things in common than you'd realize. Like, our face is not one of them. Our skin color is not one of them. Our
hair
color is not
one
of them.
Your eye color.
But, like, if you like, lowered the skin tone of my legs and put them next to each other and the way we stand, it would be like, oh, this is the same person. You know, like, the lack of hair... The skinniness and the angles they go at. It's like, right, that's the same person.
Sure.
If you heard a sneeze and you didn't know who, you would have no idea.
Dude, I sneeze exactly like my dad.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
My dad, my favorite, I mean, it's like, I could pick my dad's sneeze out from anybody. And at one point, I had a feeling, I was like, I think I sneeze just like my dad. And then one day, Abby, my sister, if y'all don't know this, said, you sneeze just like dad. And I was like, I know. Glad you said it.
Were you pumped about it?
Yeah, I just thought yes, I think it's cool.
I sneezed the other day in the house and one of my daughters in another room was like, whoa. Yeah. Like, was kind of, I think, was offended by how aggressive the sneeze was.
Yes, you have to sneeze aggressive, especially if you're on your own turf. You just gotta let it fly.
Wait, I don't know this variable.
No, I mean, like,
if you're on your own turf,
like, if you're at work and like, or you're like talking to someone at church and you're like, excuse me, and you don't, I'm saying, like, you don't cover up and you put everything you've got in that thing. That's what I do when I'm at home. And that's what my dad always did. And I don't know if I got it from him or if it's just in me.
You're in a different environment. Like,
like, my dad, it's so loud. And then he'd go, poos me.
He says, poos me?
Instead of excuse me. He just like merged the word together. It's so funny.
To merge the word together would be, it's me. No, you're adding a whole new intro. A poos me is not a...
What? Did you say Smee? Like from Hook?
A Smee. Like, that would be merging excuse
Smee,
me into one word.
Get my hook. Polish Smee. My hook for
Dude,
me.
Dude, honestly. But poos me is a different thing altogether. That's not
Sorry.
Merging.
Anyways, that made me think of that. And I need... What I was going to say, which is funny that my dad... I realized I talked bad about my birthday gifts. And then like 2 days later, I got one in the mail for my dad and it was awesome.
He mailed you a birthday gift?
Well, he just had delivered to my house. There's no wrapping or anything.
You guys live in the same
town? It was like a week and a half late, but it was so cool and it was super thoughtful. It was super, super thoughtful.
The same town.
Yeah.
And your birthday is the same birthday as his wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was super thoughtful.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was sweet. I like...
Good.
Yeah. It was a fly fishing thing that...
Oh, that's good.
I didn't know existed, and I needed it more than anything in the world. It was awesome. It was like... He was like, hey, I don't know if you need... I was like, Dad, this is the coolest thing.
Some of the photographs that you guys have from your early morning fly fishing things are like really stunning.
Makes you want to fly fish, right?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, does it?
I mean, only if I was guaranteed to get that photo.
You just want it for the pic. Honestly, there's when you set the hook on a fish and you're fly fishing. Like, if you're, this is the first time listening to this, you're like, you're painting a picture of me right now in your head.
Yeah.
And it's mostly wrong. And it's mostly wrong against people who fish, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you think a fisherman and you have like a thing in your head. I think most people do. And I think it's this.
How many people do you think right now, this is their first time listening to this podcast?
None.
Let me tell you this.
None to one. That's the category.
Friends, if you're...
What do we have? 8 listeners now? My fiance. I think your wife listens sometimes.
Occasionally.
One of my best friends, our best friend, Jeff, who we just left the house of.
Yeah, and
my fiance's best friend out of support.
Tom listens to it.
Tom.
And, you know, maybe managing us to make sure that we don't fall into heresy.
Well, yeah, he called me out on it a few weeks ago.
When you accused Jesus of witchcraft. Welcome to ancient.
He didn't like call me out, but he brought it up in conversation the next day.
Welcome to Ancient and New. This is a Bible study podcast where we eventually get to talking about the scriptures that have been encouraging to us or challenging to us during the week.
You say eventually, like that wasn't the shortest intro we've ever done.
It was a pretty tight intro.
Pretty tight. I like that.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm great.
I'm hoping that at some point the sneeze is going to come back. If it does, I'm going to hustle over to one of your lamps and stare right at the light bulb.
Good luck. That lamp's from 1948.
And hopefully someone will tell us after they listen to this why we do that. By the way, let's have a little follow-up. We'll extend the cold open for a second. Little follow-up. A lot of mixed reviews on the flossing. I've had people tell me that they floss. I've had people tell me they don't floss. One listener in particular, whose initials are Sam Fox, said that
that got me. I didn't know you were gonna do that. I've never heard that before.
He shall remain nameless, but his initials are Sam Fox. Said that not only does he not floss, but he doesn't floss because when he goes to the dentist, they tell him what a good job of flossing he's doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen those like water flossers, like water picks?
Oh yeah. My kids have
one. It's like shooting Niagara Falls in between your teeth. Unbelievable. I don't have those. I just go ancient art of using a little piece of string and like cleaning out in between my teeth.
Yeah, my kids that have braces have one of those. We're going to talk about some scriptures that we love. You want to kick us off?
I'd love to.
Carry on.
I'm going to read a whole psalm.
Wow.
But it's rather short. Is it? No, what...
It's the shortest psalm is 117. The longest one is Psalm 119.
What's the most medium one?
The most medium one is 118. Mm-hmm. So isn't that really weird? 117 shortest, 119 the longest.
Did you just make up the most medium one?
No. Actually, 118 is the medium number of verses of any chapter in the Bible. If you were to aggregate, like...
I honestly thought I was going to stump him. And he pulls out something like that.
I was a Bible drill
recovering,
state champion.
Recovering Bible drill state champion. I am in my head.
Present swords.
Like whenever, I'll admit this for the first time in my life. When someone says, hey, we're going to be in this chapter, I'm trying to beat everyone else to this day at age 26.
Well, that's part of that is because everything to you is a competition.
Not anymore. Not after the sermon I heard last week.
Well, I'll ask your fiance if that remains true.
She looked at me and I said, who, me?
Diotrephes, who loves to be first.
Thanks.
Carry on. What psalm are we reading?
Psalm 15.
Carry on.
This is a continuation from me doing the 1-year Bible, which has been super sweet.
You're digging the 1-year.
It's great. It's been really great.
This is the 1-year that's not lost in a river from when you almost died.
No. No. And then the one I got you, it's also not covered in mold, as far as I know. We've had issues with
that
one
year. Landfill.
Yeah. Psalm 15. This is from David. Sorry. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? Just asking a question, you know, like.
Right. Who's going to make it in?
Who's going to make it in? And you're right. Like, great.
Cool.
I'm ready.
We're going to have this conversation.
It's going to have my name under this because I'm sanctified and not fully sanctified, but I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. I'm like, great. My name is going to be under this list.
Yeah.
Somehow. Here we go. He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart. By the way, I'm 0 for 2 right now. And has no slander on his tongue. 0 for 3. Who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man. I'm pretty good to my neighbor. I'll say that. My neighbor's really kind to me.
Yeah, you got a good neighbor.
Lon is really kind. April's really kind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She slashed the tires of a car on the street. If the cops are listening to this.
The lady across the street?
Not lying. Not lying. Not going to list her name.
Are you joking?
Not lying. It was parked near her driveway for too long and she got mad.
But let's be clear. You're not the neighbor who slashed anybody's tires.
No, of course not. I would never do that.
Right on.
Good to my neighbors. Who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord. Who keeps his oath, even when it hurts. I like that. Keeps his oath even when it hurts. I just, that caught my eye. Who lends his money without usury.
That's like you charge interest.
Oh,
so didn't know you're the softest touch of all time. Like you're almost as soft a touch as Tom, but like you give money away. Like it's like you've got so much.
I don't have any of it.
Maddie, beware. This dude is a soft touch.
It's fun to give away. And does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's how you get in.
Yeah, and I was like trying to like kind of keep in track. And I like I've got a couple of those things checked off. Like I'm kind of my neighbor. And
yeah, you're not the one who slashed anybody's tires.
No, I didn't slash anybody's tires. It was like mildly discouraging to read that for the first time at like 6:30 in the morning with a cup of coffee. It was like, oh, this is how you want to start your day.
Yoink.
Yeah. Find out like, okay, who's going to make it, Lord? Who's going to be in heaven? Which
who's,
is like,
who's going to the holy hill?
Right. Which is, first of all, kudos to David for having the guts to ask a question like that. Like, you know, it's like, wow. And then like,
so who gets in, Lord?
Which I'm always interested when there's like, when he hits like the enter bar and it like makes a paragraph, you know, like on your computer, there's like a gap between the question and like, which yeah. like, who knows if that's there, if that's just added later, whatever. But it's interesting. I don't know like where his answer comes from or like if it's direct word from the Lord, if it's a prophecy. I mean, obviously it is because it's in scripture, but I don't know like where it comes from. And it's so interesting because I don't have the ability to really keep any of those things. And it's, you know, like, I guess technically I do if they're there, but no one ever has. And I super don't, and I'm not very good at
Nobody's
it.
Nobody's crossed off the whole list.
No.
Except one person.
Right. And then you have that thought right there. No one's done this except one person. So when you're reading this at 6:30 in the morning and your head's not completely screwed on correctly yet and like things are foggy and like my glasses are broken, so I'm looking through like eyes that can't see very well and like reading my Bible really closely to my face.
I swear the snap I got from you this morning, I'm sure the snaps you get from me in the morning look the same way, but the look on your, like you look like you had been 15 rounds with like a boxer.
Oh, rough. It was rough getting up this morning. Today. Yeah, I'm fighting a losing battle with the snooze button right now. It's not going well. But to read this a few days ago and like read these things, it was like, okay, like way to good start of the day. Like if it were up to me, if like my eternal destiny was in my own hands,
you're boned. Like so, so freaking toast. It's over. There's no, like you have no hope. It's over, dude.
It's over. I have no chance.
It's over.
And even David, like, I don't know. Like, it almost feels like he's like, I don't know if this is right or not, but it's like he wrote the whole thing and then he changes his wording at the end. He says, yeah. He who does these things will never be shaken. He doesn't say he who does these things will go to heaven because it's like he realized, oh my gosh. It's like he saw the future and realized, oh, I cheated on, I had someone killed in order to sleep with their wife. You know, it's like, oh gosh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That, by the way, that's one of my favorite Devin Acardiisms, the ew.
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 Yeah, it's a great sentence enhancer, as SpongeBob would say. But it was so, it was like very mightily discouraging to think like, I'm not going to make it to the end of the day, you know, let alone my life.
Clearly.
Of like being able to check off this list and do it well. And it was really kind for me to remember the thing you just said. There's one person who did. There's one person who had to, and then there's one person who died for me. All the same person, and yeah, gave me a
traded
chance.
Traded places with you.
Traded places with me. And that is the dirt simple message of the gospel. And it's a great thing to remember at age 26, you know? Getting up early, going to work, coming home late, like living that life right now. It's really great to remember the like bare bones of the gospel and to remember that I'm not very good at this and I could not live the way I could possibly do it. It's funny. I've been reading this book about the history of the church, and it's like, it's fascinating. And there's a lot of things that I don't understand, and there's a lot of things that I don't get because frankly, it's just really dense. And there are times when I'm listening to it and I zone out and I come back, but there's like, it's amazing how many people have their own twist on the gospel and they have different names for it, like modalism and blah, 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 blah. And like, some of them are like, no, you still have to be perfect. And I'm like, gosh, guys, I'm so sad for you. Like, I'm so sad for you that you had to think
Did
that.
Did any of those versions have like a thing where like Jesus would use witchcraft as a child?
Oof. I don't even want to continue this conversation. I've asked for forgiveness for saying that from him. He knows. In fact, I think he like gave me like a little high five of like, that was funny. Way to go, man.
It really was though. Funny. That's what I titled the episode. That's how funny.
I don't remember what would you title it?
Asio Spoon.
Asio Spoon. People are probably like, what is this word?
Asio Spoon.
People who haven't read Harry Potter. And really should read Harry Potter.
Get with the Harry Potter.
You should read Harry Potter.
I'm thankful that you're bringing this up because I love how crazy the standard is. I love how impossible it is. And it's like, it's laughable. Mm. Like, who can please the heart of a holy God? Well, nobody. Mm. Only one person ever has. And he freely... and generously and joyfully says, you take my test paper and I'll take yours. Mm. You take my record and I'll take yours. You take what I deserve and I'll take what you deserve. Mm-hmm. And it's just literal substitution. Like, I'll take your pollution, therefore I'll take your punishment. Mm-hmm. You take my perfect obedience and therefore my endless reward. And it can't be overstated. Like, I just love that you're bringing it up. The pure simplicity of the gospel is just endlessly wonderful.
This was helpful for me because this is so embarrassing. And I hope it's funny, not because I'm trying to be funny, just because it's going to sound so ridiculous. But there are times when I have my quiet time and I get something where I'm like, that was good. I should write a book. You know, like I it's like, man, I just thought of something no one's ever thought of.
Yeah. Nobody's ever thought of this
before. I'm a genius. Like, I'm calling some Christian public. I don't even know their names. Zondervan. Is that one of them? Zondervan. I'm like, get me on the phone with their rep. We're going to, based on one little thing I found, what, you know, and then if you think like me, and that's not every day, but there are times when that happens and I feel so good about myself. And then there are times when you're like struggling to find anything. And then there's every day that you need to remember this, you know, and all of that.
Yeah.
And the silliness of that, like, it was so helpful for me to remember. Like, I'm trying to be encouraged when I go to scripture. I'm not trying to be someone who's groundbreaking or whatever. I don't need to do that. And I'm not trying to be someone who's perfect. I can't do that. And I just need to be encouraged. And I remember something every day. I need to remember that Jesus loves me. And I need to remember that I love him every morning. I need to remember that. And it was really sweet to remember that just from the dirt simplest thing that honestly, like, was a little thought away from derailing me. You know, like,
sure,
if I didn't think about this a little more.
Yeah, if you don't walk it all the way to the end.
Right, then it's like, oh gosh. I'm I'm in a downward spiral until I go to sleep or whatever. But anyways,
I love that. This is, it's like one of the most basic stories about Jesus ever.
Where are you?
Mark chapter 4.
Okay. I'm going to flip there.
The end of Mark chapter 4, the last act. It's like act 5. Mark chapter 4.
Got there quick.
That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. I mean, you and I both grew up in church, so we've heard countless people talk about this story. When I read it the other day, I was arrested and captured by this, just this phrase of Jesus, "Quiet, be still." And I think that I've felt him calling me, in the past couple of years, towards, I don't know, maybe this is kind of freaky, but kind of weird, but like just towards like, getting better at being silent in myself. Like, some people would call it like Christian meditation or mindfulness or whatever, whatever. That's all fine. Whatever you would label it as. I think the more apps we get, the more connected we get, the more immediately we have access to like the instant, like today, like one of the players on the baseball team I follow got traded to another team. The instant that the deal was signed, I knew about it. I knew how much money he was going to make at his new team. And all that kind of stuff immediately. Mm. Like, we are so immediately connected with the rest of the world all the time. And as a result, I am distracted. And there's no end to the kind of ability for me to be whisked away from the moment that I'm in, to be entertained or to be whatever, whatever. And I think, like, you know, I don't have like a storm of drama in my life right now, but I have a storm of distraction, knocking at my door. I don't always pay attention to it. And I think that the way that I've always thought about it is I need to get this under control. You know, like, I need to manage how I use social media apps. I need to take a fast from Instagram or whatever people do. And I think all that stuff's great. Everybody's got to figure out their own path. But I love the idea of, like, even if I'm not very good at this and I'm in the middle of a storm that I cannot manage, and I, like, in a faithless yell say, like, "Don't you care that I'm struggling right now?" Mm-hmm. That he, over the top of everything, can say, "Quiet, be still." And I feel like I'm just asking him to do that for me. Mm. I'm asking him to take my distraction and down to zero. I'm asking him to take the storms of, like, things I can't manage and things I can't control. Like, I have been taking a break from national news just in the middle of, like, you know, impeachment and all the crazy, like, they just want us paying attention all the time. Yeah. And then Christy and I were at, and the family, we were at a hotel a couple weeks ago, and we're like downstairs having like the hotel breakfast. They just had a huge TV with the national news on. And like the look on Jack's face when he was just like looking at this TV, like just like trying to eat a waffle, like, was so classic. And it was the exact way I felt, was like, get out of my face. Mm. And I just feel like I'm the disciples, like, crying out in the boat. Like, I'm not very good at just being in the moment and being quiet all the time. Mm. And, you know, and it's not always a cell phone thing. I'm painting it as like an apps and you know, social media thing. It's not always Right. Sometimes it's just like my own thoughts, my own problems and my own things. Like I, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night. It's like, I don't know how to stop my mind from spinning. And I love that I have a savior that I can cry out to and that he has the ability to say, quiet, be still. Mm-hmm. It's not all on me to figure out the greatest meditation techniques or whatever. And I feel like I'm just, I don't even have a solution in bringing this scripture up, except that like, I think I can cry out to him and he can quiet me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to think of it, to think of that word of Jesus, not just over a physical storm, but over just the disquietude of my own thoughts and emotions.
It's so funny. Like when I heard you read this, and this does it to me every time, whenever I hear them say, don't you care if we drown? I'm always like, what? Like just the thought of that, like you are not Jesus, obviously.
Not even
you're
close.
You're my best friend in the world. If I ever said the phrase, don't you care, followed by something.
Yeah. Like,
and not even as dramatic as drown. Like if I said, don't you care if I trip over my shoelaces right now? It would be ridiculous. Because of course you care about me. You know, like,
yeah,
this is Jesus.
Like if I was running toward a fence.
Right.
And I would be like, Thomas, don't you care that I'm about to run into a fence?
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you would be like, there's a fence there. You should stop running.
Where I would say, of course I care. I don't want you to run into a fence. You know, like,
yeah, that's probably exactly like, what you would say, except sometimes you might say back.
Yikes. I forgot we were talking about that. I didn't realize it. There's more to that story. Oof. I didn't even think about that. I was picturing my neighbor's fence right there. I was like, yeah, Thomas, please, Lee, don't run into that fence.
New listeners don't know that Thomas ran me into a fence one time in a softball game. That's all.
To be fair, your legs ran you into it. I didn't tell you to stop, though. It was pretty funny.
I love you.
Have you all ever, like, dove head first into a trampoline and then bounced back up? That's what happened, except he bounced down to the ground. It was so funny. Thankfully,
I've never seen you laugh harder than
thankfully he didn't hit like one of the poles holding the fence up because his lip would have been split everywhere. But it's just like this this is ridiculous to me. The thought of Jesus not caring about them. Like they've known him long enough and they've seen him long enough. Even if at this point it's only been a few months that they've been walking hand in hand with him. They've been around him for a while. That's long enough to know that like there's something different about this guy. Of course he cares about me. Yeah. But it's also like I know that feeling and sometimes it's helpful for me to say that to him. Like, don't you care about me? And then to like take 3 seconds and to think about the words that left my lips.
Yeah.
And to think, of course he does.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like, it's such a ridiculous thing to say. And it's the thing that I feel often, like as ridiculous as it is to think and to say, all the things that he's done for me in like 6 months, let alone my life, you know, like, the thought of Jesus not caring about me is so ridiculous. And sometimes it's good to say it and to realize how ridiculous it is.
Mm.
And sometimes you don't right away and it feels really hard. And like, you're still wondering, does Jesus care about me? But a lot of times when I say it and I like, or I write it, I'm like, don't you hear me? Don't you realize what I'm going through? And then when I like take 3 seconds and I think about it, I have moments sometimes where he'll fill my heart with peace and praise and sweetness and laughter at the thought of him not doing that. I'm not caring about me. That's what stood out to me in this. The word squall always does, because Powerade used to have a flavor called green squall that they don't have anymore.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I didn't know what that word was as a kid. It always just made me laugh. I was always like, squall, what the heck is this?
I was never a Powerade person. I was never a Gatorade person.
I'm Powerade over Gatorade, personally.
Here's the thing. I was never even, like, never an energy drink person. I'm not, like one of these guys like Austin White that just, like, just crushes Red Bull.
Austin will ride the bull anytime. And so we, at my job, vendors will leave us samples. I get Red Bull samples all the time, and your boy will just, I could put them in the fridge as soon as I get them and I save them. I have them every day, like 2 o'clock.
Oh my, I can't do it. I just like,
it tastes so good.
My dude Austin will just ride the bull. But like, I just can't, I just don't think it's right. I just don't know what you're putting in your body. I just can't do it.
Read the label. It's mostly vitamins.
I don't think
you
that's
drink
true.
Diet Dr. Pepper like it's in an IV.
Yeah. It's not like hook me up. Let me walk around with that little rolly thing. Here's what I'm saying to you, dude.
That stuff is brown.
Dude, the bull, we don't know what's happening there.
It's mostly sugar. But like, here's what I'm saying. Diet Dr. Pepper tastes as good as it does without sugar. What is in there?
Righteousness.
Did righteousness give you kidney stones? Is that what that was?
No, that was a baseball player that hit me with a tennis ball.
Oh, so the baseball player jarred one loose that had been created by this brown liquid that you pour in your body. It was just hanging on. It was a stalactite, and they knocked it loose.
Guys, thank you for listening to our show.
I think we talked 14% about Jesus in this episode, right?
Look, I'm just saying to you, he has the ability to quiet our storm, and I just think that's very sweet. He has the ability to quiet our mind, and I'm asking him to do it. I'm asking for that.
Me too.
Thanks for getting in touch with us. We love y'all. We're grateful. I'm Lee.
I'm Thomas.
This has been Ancient and New.
I am lost. I know not where I run or where I walk. Been strung out on this road for far too long. I am lost. And I am low. Where did all the joy inside me go? I'm out here all alone, I'm in the cold. I don't have direction, I need love, I need protection, I am low. I am found. My Savior picked me up, turned me around. Called my name, that captivating sound. I am found. I am found. I am found.
One, two, three, four.
What you did, not what I do, made me new. And I am chained. My whole life is up and gone away. Even when I feel and look the same, I am chained. Because I have a Savior and all my to pay for, I am chained. Because I have a Savior and all my sins are paid for, I am chained. And I am new. No matter what I've done or what I do, although I keep forgetting that it's true, I am new. Thank you. thousand I am. You bought me, I am broken, but it's me that you have chosen. I am yours. At the moment when we thought all hope was lost, you took my debt away, you paid my cost at the cross. I am free, not the man you once knew me. Cut my chains, unbound my hands and feet. I am free. You love me, you're my father, you're my bread and living water. I am free. You love me, you're my father, you're my bread and living water, I am free. You love us, you're our father, we are sons and we are daughters, we are free.